Good morning. It is 7:21 on this Tuesday morning. We have more news, traffic, and weather headed your way at the bottom of the hour. But right now, it's time to talk a little financial news with Bill Roller at BR Capital. New month, new things going on. What's happening, Bill?
Well, it's another great day in the Pacific Northwest. The sun is shining somewhere, just not here in Vancouver and probably not over there in Hillsboro.
No, it'll be here tomorrow.
Yep, markets are kind of mixed today. We're starting to get into sort of the summer doldrums are getting ready to come here. The markets are mixed. In some ways, the whole budget agreement, market's not happy about that. But for Intel listeners, they may be interested to know that Advanced Micro Devices is having a real hard day. They're off about 18%.
And why is that?
Well, AMD is one of those companies where they've been a fast follower. You know, Intel pioneered the 386 architecture and owned the personal computer market. AMD moved into that. With what's happening in the computer industry, the PC industry, they've moved up into the graphics sector, and they're pretty strong there. They're number two behind NVIDIA, but they're just not getting the margins that they thought they were going to get there. So it's having a hard day, and so the whole product transition, you know, what happens in high tech is kind of working them.
Yeah, eventually that will, you know, come to the margin will come down to where they'll make some money on it. But doesn't that usually happen when they start doing new area?
Oh, sure. I mean, that happens with every high tech company. I mean, that happens with it certainly happens with Intel. I mean, there's enormous capital costs associated with new chip designs, and then you got to get it out there in the market. And you know, if adoption is slow, then you know you've kind of got the rapidly aging, you know, quickly becoming obsolete inventory. So you got to keep it. You got to make it right. You got to sell it right.
Yeah, and the gamers have got to like it too.
That's right. And there's certainly a lot of hype and marketing in that space. You know, and again, Intel pioneered that with the Intel Inside promotion about 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And every time you see that, you're like, okay, does my computer, does my phone, does it have the Intel Inside? Because that seems to be the thing, right?
Well, and certainly that was an issue with Intel because they kind of missed the transition to tablets and, you know, Android computing, which is mostly based on ARM chips, ARM holdings. But it's interesting what's also going on in Intel is they're making a giant move into drones, believe it or not, with new drone architecture, and they're moving there. I'm heading down to the AUVSI, the Unmanned Automated Systems Convention in Dallas next week, and from what I understand, Intel will have a presence there.
I'd be interested to hear about what they showed you.
Well, people think of drones. It's not just stuff flying around, but the more basic thing, it's big data, it's artificial intelligence, it's machine learning, areas where Intel certainly has an interest. And drones are just think of it as a flying PC.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then you have the Alexas and things like that, and those are expanding as well. I talked to Altec, Bob, on Monday, and he was saying that one of those Alexas are coming with a video now, and so we can actually see you.
That's right. So in machine vision is certainly a big thing, self-driving cars as well as drones. So the brave new world is coming, so listen for it here on KUIK.
Those self-driving cars drive me nuts, but I'm just one not to, I like to have control, you know?
Well, be careful when you're crossing the street. Think of a Prius with a bad attitude.
Yeah, right? I saw a commercial the other day where they were talking about the PCs running this car, and there was like nobody in it, not even a passenger. And the car was just driving right by him and then turned right onto a very busy street. And I was like, wow, you definitely have to watch the street when you're crossing now.
Well, that's right. But you could argue that well-designed systems may actually do a better job of looking out for you than a human driver will, who's lighting a cigarette and changing the station on the radio.
True. But then there's also the side impact. I mean, I none of those self-driving cars can avoid it. Neither can a driver that's watching is one of those T-bone accidents. You can't avoid that.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what's happening in the world of finance real quick? We got about less than 2 minutes here.
Earnings are coming out. you know, as I said before, we're 7 years into a 5-year business cycle. So, you know, I'm looking at some stuff that's saying that the next recession will happen during President Trump's term. So that's something to be ready for. You know, the budget deal that came out, no conservative is happy about that because in spite of having the White House and Congress, the Democrats got everything they wanted. So try and figure that out.
I have a quick question. What determines that they think that there's a recession coming? I mean, what if the tax cuts that he makes work, and it stimulates the economy?
Well, I guess part of it is it's certainly he's got to get that stuff through Congress, and certainly with the health care bill, and now with the budget, there's some question about whether he can get spending cuts through Congress. You know, I think part of the problem is as much as I like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's a great policy wonk, but he's not a very good politician, which is what a speaker needs. And in general, as we've seen, you know, Democrats are better politicians than Republicans.
So they
can do what they want. They can do a lot more with less, obviously.
Well, who doesn't want tax cuts? Come on now.
That's right.
Yeah, he's Bill Roller. He's a BR Capital. Your contact info real quick.
We're still brcapitalinc.com and 800-562-7096. Give us a call. Love to talk to everybody.
All right. Thank you so much, Bill Roller, BR Capital. It's 728. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. We have more news, traffic, and weather headed your way in 2 minutes here on 1360 KUIK.